Hello, I'm Glenn Gibson from the Greater Shepparton Police Station. Thanks for joining us on the weekly police segment on 1FM 98.5 each Friday. Enjoy this update on everything policing in the Golden Valley.
Of course, that song means it's time for our weekly police segment. And joining us on the line this morning from Shepparton Police Station is Acting Senior Sergeant Justin McCauley. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for making the time. I know you are busy and you're about to dash into another meeting. What's been taking up all your time this morning? There's been a couple of things happening. It's been a bit of an eventful week.
It has been an eventful week. At the moment, we're very busy sorting out the current COVID situation in Shepparton. And
What does that look like, Justin?
Well, at the moment, we've got some roving patrols going on every corner of our fair town.
There you go. I haven't seen any.
Just ensuring it only started last night at midnight.
Okay.
So we're just...
Oh, of course it did, because we're now in a different situation to the rest of regional Victoria.
That's it, unfortunately, and I'm sure everyone's not too happy about that, but hopefully there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Seems to be.
The Shepparton community as a whole have done a terrific job in grabbing this thing and running it to ground, and hopefully in the next week we should see some results.
Okay.
And hopefully get out of this lockdown.
So does that mean, it probably sounds like a silly question, but we're not allowed out of Greater Shepparton, are we?
No, that's right.
And there's people going to try.
They are, and that's why we're out there trying to do the education, coming from an education perspective, but unfortunately with the rest of regional Victoria coming out of lockdown, Shepparton still remains with those five reasons to leave home.
So people can come in, can't they, but then they might have trouble getting out.
Well, yeah, it's essential work is one of those reasons. So you will see people coming into Shepparton for essential work.
They need to have documentation on them, don't they?
That's right, and it's something that the employer usually organises for
yes.
them.
Yes, I even have to have that to come up here to the radio station.
Yeah, that's correct.
Mm.
That's what we're looking at. We're up north, south, east and west of the town. We've got additional units up from Melbourne that are assisting us with that resource. That
Fortress Shepparton.
Well, yeah, I know I like to call it that because, like I said, everyone's done such an amazing job over the last month that we've had this outbreak, and it's more of an educational tool that we're using. But if people are doing the wrong thing, they can expect that fine will be imposed also.
Do you have a rundown of fines? Like, is there just one? Is there several kinds, or is it?
Oh, there's numerous. Under the Chief Health Officer's restrictions, there are numerous penalty notices, but the main ones are up around the $5,500 mark at the moment. So, it's best that you're doing the right thing. And like I said, 99% here have done the right thing, and that's why we're in the position that we're in.
Mm.
And hopefully there's a light at the end of that tunnel. Having said that, obviously the rest of regional Victoria has come out of lockdown this morning. So fingers crossed, we're not that far away from being in the same boat, and we won't need this operation to continue.
When you talk about education, educating people about the rules, what does that really look like? Is it...
Well, I can understand it from a public perspective because we're dealing with this day in, day out, and things are changing. It's quite a dynamic situation. Things are changing, reasons for leaving home, the rules on different LGAs or local government areas can be confusing for a lot of people. So if we believe that they're trying to do the right thing and they've made a mistake, then we'll use it as an education tool to hopefully in the future they won't make the same mistake. But if people are blatantly flouting the rules, then those penalty notices are there for us to utilise as well. We don't want to, but if people are doing the wrong thing, then they can expect to get the fine.
Must be a bit weird for people living right on the edge, or maybe even people that have some property, if they have a farm or something, maybe some of their property is in Greater Shepparton and some isn't. I guess it's a little grey in some areas.
Well, yeah, and the issue too is people that come to Shepparton also live in these border communities, And that's thrown another spanner in the works now with New South Wales coming out of lockdown, and their rules are different to people on in the border community, but on the Victorian side.
Definitely.
So it's a little bit of a difficult one, but like I said, we're dealing with it every day, and some things will come up that we haven't heard of before. So we can understand it from the community's perspective as well. And if they are genuinely trying to do the right thing, we're not here to smack them. But if people are... And the weekend's going to be obviously a challenge for us, because now that regional Victoria is out of lockdown, we're also... Hopefully we're not, but we probably will see people starting to try and sneak out of metropolitan Melbourne up to the country.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's not good. But if you have people in regional Victoria who are outside of Shepparton, Euroa say, and they're like excited because they're out of lockdown themselves, sometimes the LGA borders are not really even that clear, are they?
That's right. And you've got to remember that everyone's referring to Shepparton, but it's actually, at the moment, it's still the Shepparton LGA. So
yeah, I mean, does everyone realise exactly what that encompasses?
Yeah.
You know, you're Tatura, you're Murchison, you're all the way, even Katandra West, Undera, all those sorts of places.
Yeah, and unfortunately, in some of those outlying towns, we have seen cases, so that's the main reason why the LGA, obviously, at this stage, has remained in lockdown.
I think it has to be LGA. I mean, that's what the approach has been in Sydney. I mean, how would you define exactly where Shepparton ends? I mean, does it include Kyala, for example?
Yeah, well...
Tricky.
There's been Tier 1 exposure sites in Kyala too.
Yes.
So, unfortunately, the LGA as a whole, but like I said at the start, we're looking pretty good. And fingers crossed, the testing remains high over the next few days, and let's see what happens next week.
Are you involved with any other enforcement, such as mask wearing, social distancing, numbers in venues, things like that?
Well, we still, obviously the venues are closed at this stage, but we still have dedicated units that are out and about checking all those sorts of things, compliance with businesses, along with people in the public not wearing masks and not social distancing. We get quite a few tasks through Triple O as well.
Dibba dobbers?
Yeah, basically. And unfortunately, in this day and age...
It's fair enough, you know, if you really are concerned.
Yeah, that's right. People want to get out of this. So if they see other people doing the wrong thing, then yes, and we encourage it.
Well, it does seem unfair, doesn't it? If you're locked down at home and someone else is flouting the rules and they're having a great time, it can make you a little bit envious.
Absolutely, and I understand that 100%. Like we're all in the same boat. Everyone's locked down, and it is hard. But if we don't get hold of it now, what could happen in the future is a lot worse than where we are right now.
One thing, where we were, say, 2 weeks ago, with a third of the town in not just lockdown but quarantine, I was one of those, and it has led to the idea of normal lockdown being kind of a bit better than it used to be.
Yeah.
So maybe people can cope for another week in normal lockdown. They can still get the takeaway coffee. They can still go for a walk.
And I suppose the thing that people have got to look at too is at the moment with the regional Victoria coming out of lockdown, yes, they've come out of lockdown, but it's not by any stretch of the imagination a normal lifestyle either. There's still a lot of restrictions imposed, so and we're going to, Shepparton will be in the same boat if and when they decide to lift the lockdown here.
Yeah, we're certainly not going to be post-COVID by any means. And with this new strain just popping up, it's really a matter of time when it pops up again, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, that's what we've got to live with. And I suppose that's why the messaging around vaccinations has just been so great in the last 6 or 8 weeks. That's obviously what we're pushing for, what the Chief Health Officer is pushing for. The more vaccinations, the less likely we are to go into any more of these really severe lockdowns. But
that's maybe one silver lining of this outbreak. It really pushed our vaccination rates up.
That's right. That's been fantastic. And once again, that's the community getting behind it, obviously seeing that that's one of the only ways out of this without seeing the numbers go through the roof, and unfortunately the end result of that is more people dying of this virus.
I mean, it was pretty amazing on that day 13 of the quarantine testing that there were, I think, over 6,000 people tested, and it was all pretty orderly and all done reasonably quickly. And then I think only 4 cases came out of that. So it really does just show that people are following the rules, I think.
That's right, and that's what I said at the start. You know, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and we just got to hold on to
it. And it's not a train, hopefully.
Fingers crossed, it's not a chain.
No. We were going to talk about a whole lot of other crimes, but you've just elucidated that situation so well. It's so interesting what you've been saying, and such great reminders for everybody. I think we'll leave it there and let you go and get on your merry way. Acting Senior Sergeant Justin McCauley, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, and have a good day.
You too.
Do Bye-bye. You run a business here in the Goulburn-Murray region? Are you looking to realistically grow your customer base? If you answered yes to these 2 questions, then there's something that you need to know. Right here on the station that you're listening to, 1FM, we offer the region's most price competitive and effective radio advertising packages available. Get the message? That's okay. Thousands of others did too. Inquire today on 5831 3131.
We're back. The Tungamah Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungamah Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat-in or take-away, as well as accommodation, including some brand-new en-suite rooms. It's family and dog-friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus? A Tungamah Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor.
PFB Wealth Group are financial planners specialising in self-managed super funds and retirement strategies. Did you know that around 1.1 million Aussies are members of a self-managed super fund? To see if a self-managed super fund is right for you, contact us today at PFB Wealth Group. We're located in Stewart Street, Shepparton, right next door to the Village Cinema. See us to review your super to make sure you're on track for a comfortable retirement. Phone 1-800-ADVICE, that's 1-800-ADVICE, or visit pfpwealth.com.au. PFP Private Wealth is an authorised representative of Synchron, AFSL 243313.
1FM sponsor.
Have you ever wanted to hang your TV? Would you like to look at the TV on the wall and have that picture frame look? Or are you worried the kids might tip over the TV and hurt themselves? Then hang your TV. That's right, hang your TV. Jason's TV are TV wall mounting specialists, and we can hang your TV. We can even supply quality TV mounts and hide all the cables. So if you want to hang your TV, then Jason's TV are waiting to take your call, because we hang TVs. 0403 688 666.
Station sponsor.
Hi, Daryl from Aussie Ag Supplies. I've been around tractors for many years, and myself and the girls in the office can help you with tractor parts. We supply new parts for Ferguson, McCormick, Ford, Fiat, New Holland, Sami, Lamborghini, Landini, Deutz, plus others. We also buy and sell used tractors and supply all orchard equipment and vineyard equipment. So call me, Daryl, on 0428 235 000. I will repeat that, 0428 235 000.
1FM sponsor.
And that was the weekly police segment on 1FM 98.5. Thanks for listening, as always.